Mothering Sunday, honouring the heart of motherhood. Today, as we gather on Mothering Sunday, we're reminded of the profound impact of motherhood in our lives. It's a time to honour and celebrate the sacrificial love, strength and wisdom of mothers. Yet beyond earthly expressions, we also reflect on the spiritual depth of nurturing and caring, guided by the transformative truth of God's Word. The Divine Source of Motherhood. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 13. I will comfort you there in Jerusalem as a mother comforts her child. In Isaiah's imagery, God portrays himself as a compassionate mother, tenderly caring for his children. This reveals the divine origin of motherhood, grounded in God's character of love, compassion, and nurture. The author, Elizabeth Elliot, beautifully reflects, "The fact that I am a woman does not make me a different kind of Christian, but the fact that I am a Christian makes me a different kind of woman." Proverbs chapter 31 verse 26. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. This verse underscores the significant influence a godly woman can have through her wise and gentle words, which can positively impact her family and her community. The sacrificial love of motherhood. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 7 and 8. As apostles of Christ, we certainly had a right to make some demands of you, but instead we were like children among you, or we were like a mother feeding and caring for her own children. We loved you so much that we shared with you not only God's good news, but our own lives too. Paul's analogy of a mother's care illustrates the sacrificial love inherent in motherhood. Mothers selflessly give of themselves, nurturing and sacrificing for the well-being of their children, mirroring Christ's sacrificial love for us. Charles Spurgeon eloquently notes, "The influence of a mother in the lives of her children is beyond calculation." Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Ephesians 5:2 calls believers to live lives characterized by love, following the example of Christ. It reminds us of Christ's sacrificial love, demonstrated through his selfless sacrifice on the cross for our salvation. This verse urges us to imitate Christ's love in our interactions with others, reflecting his love and grace in our relationship and actions. The eternal impact of motherhood. Proverbs chapter 31 verses 28 and 29. Her children stand and bless her, her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. The influence of a godly mother extends far beyond her immediate family. Her legacy of faith, love, and wisdom impacts generations to come, leaving an indelible mark on society and the kingdom of God. D.L. Moody reminds us, "The influence of a godly mother is immeasurable. Her prayers and teachings can shape the destiny of nations." 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. "I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I know that same faith continues strong in you." In this passage, Paul commends Timothy for his genuine faith, which he attributes to the influence of his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. It highlights the significant role that mothers and grandmothers play in passing down the faith to the next generation. This verse underscores the importance of a godly heritage and the impact of parental and family influence in shaping our faith journey. These verses collectively emphasize the virtues of wisdom, kindness, sacrificial love, and faithfulness, highlighting the transformative power of these qualities in the lives of believers, and their impact on others. As we celebrate Mother and Sunday, let's honour the heart of motherhood, recognising its divine source, sacrificial love, and eternal impact. May we cherish and appreciate the mothers in our midst, seeking to emulate their Christ-like love and nurturing spirit. Let us also remember the ultimate mother, our Heavenly Father, who embodies perfect love and compassion towards his children. May we be transformed by the power of God's love, and may we seek to show love to others. May we continually be transformed by the truth of God's word, and may he help us to honour him and serve him all the days of our lives because of our love for him and his love for us. I hope you've been blessed by God's word today. I pray that God will bless you and keep you and continue to transform you by the truth of his word. God bless.